Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Into the hour, we're celebrating the 12th anniversary. Joe Barker's membership in the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and I don't know what we would have done without him. We sure wouldn't have gotten any, we sure would not be as smart as we are. We sure wouldn't have had as much fun. Joe Barker, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, that's really something. 12 years, huh? Golly.
And you know what the 12th anniversary email, I mean gift is? It's an email. It's not wood or gold or silver. It's an email. So you've already gotten that. So hope you enjoyed your gift. Anyway, thank you for 12 great years. It's really been fun. It's really been enlightening. You are a treasure as far as I'm concerned to us, and we appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for having me too, Jim. I really appreciate it.
And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Joel's our great guest. And folks, please go check out Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Wherever you can find that book, that video, it will change your life. It changed mine. Joel, you're bringing some other things to us from the future. Mass-produced graphene, am I saying that fairly well? Inexpensive and fast graphene?
That we are now into that. Remember, you and I have talked about this, which was
remind them what graphene is.
The idea. Yep, but I'm saying, do you want me to explain what graphene is?
Remind them what graphene is. Some people might not have heard
okay.
this.
Graphene is a single layer of carbon molecules that are 100 times stronger than steel and can be made to do a whole bunch of things, all the way from conducting electricity to filtering water to take the salt out. And the thing that's really important to understand it is one atom thick.
It can be laminated at the atomic level, right? Basically.
Literally, we are holding a material in our hands that is one atom thick when you handle it. Okay? And then it has all these miraculous things. But the problem has been we didn't have a way to manufacture it at high speeds and large quantities. And so we've been waiting for that. This has been 5 years, 6 years that we said that's going to have to happen if we're going to use it. Well, it's happening. And first of all, we have two places it's happening. Number one, National University of Singapore. Way to go, Singapore.
Right.
And what they have developed is a solvent-based way of taking graphite and turning it into graphene. And what's really important about their research is they can store it in a liquid form for months and then use it when it's needed. Why that is important is it makes it available for 3D printing, the other thing we've talked about so much. So all of a sudden we have a graphene medium, a liquid medium, that as it's squirted out of the 3D printing devices, becomes graphene on the surface that it's being sprayed, or just if you're creating an object.
Well, now see, what you're describing is throughput. And if it's throughput, that means it can be 3D printed, right?
Absolutely, and it means you can do high speed volumes, and all of a sudden the cost of making graphene becomes negligible.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I didn't send you this other one, but MIT just this last week announced that they have another manufacturing process that is basically called roll to roll, and so you start off on one side with a roll of not graphene, and as you run it through their process, it becomes graphene that can then be stripped off, basically printed on a carbon foil, but you can peel it off the carbon foil and, again, make it at speed. And so what they're talking right now, they're making it in terms of centimeters per minute, but that's way faster than anything before.
Right.
But we will see this in terms of feet per second.
And this is the embryonic stage of graphene development, folks, not even infancy. And we're already seeing these kinds of production, aren't we?
When we talk about paradigms, this is the late A phase of the paradigm development of graphene. And once we hit the B phase, that's when you move into massive industrialization and massive use of the product.
Did
and
you see,
I would say we are
Did you see that you can buy a golf ball with graphene now?
Yes. I bought it.
You gotta have that, right?
Yep. So, folks, of 12 for $48.
More to come on graphing. We almost every month there's some new development on graphing. Quickly, I want to get to these lenses. Microscopes may become obsolete.
Yeah, what's happened is Rice University. I'll tell you, Rice University is doing stuff. I'm almost going to go down and visit them. They are so hot, but they have figured out a way to make microscopes that are flat, no lenses, and yet incredible detail using a CCD, which is called a charge-coupled device. That's what in all our electronic cameras.
Right.
They've repurposed that so that you can have a microscope that you could literally stick in your pocket. And, for instance, if you were in the military, you could be doing field work, somebody's damaged, and do a microscopic examination. But what they're talking about is actually embedding them in certain places and having them send signals out in terms of watching things in your body.
Wow. So make them portable and useful and practical and not just in
no
the
lenses.
Not just in the laboratory. Actually
correct.
Useful out in the marketplace. Wow, that's something.
Ask yourself, in fact, I hope your audience, this is one perfect for your small business folks, by the way. Where could you use microscopy, you know, to be able to look at something very small as part of what you're doing? Before, you couldn't do it because of the cost of microscopes. They're just too
what if
expensive.
What if you could put one inside of a machine to watch for wear and tear to know when to replace a part before it breaks and shuts you down? Like a part out in the hinterland somewhere that you didn't want to have to go check on. You can just check on the microscope. How about that?
Absolutely.
This is the kind of stuff that we always count on from Joel. And we got more to come. One more segment. You don't want to miss this one either. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.